This is going back in the previous Mishnah that we had in the previous Mishnah that property that an Isha acquires after her Nisuin, if she sells this property, the sale is not valid and the Baal can take away the property from the buyer. Since the Baal has a chelik in the property as he eats the pears of this property, she cannot sell the property. Now, if she acquired the property before her Nisuin and now she wants to sell it after the Nisuin, we had a machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and the Rabbana. According to the Rabbana, in such a case, also the sale would not be valid. And Rabbi Gamliel holds that bidi evet, if she does sell the property after the Nisuin, the Baal cannot take away the property from the buyer. Now, Rabbi Shimon differentiates between different types of property. Nechasim hayiduin labal lo timkor, v'machra v'nachna basul. If the property is yiduin labal, the Baal knows about it, then she cannot sell the property after the Nisuin, and if she does sell the property after the Nisuin, the sale is not valid, even though she had acquired this property before the Nisuin, in line with the Shita of the Rabbanan who argued with Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah before. Now, what is called Nechasim hayiduin labal? The Rav brings down two pshat. And one pshat is that this is referring to real estate. That is called Nechasim hayiduin labal. And Rashi explains the reason is that since she has real estate, this is considered a very prestigious acquisition, and possibly he married her al das, that he would have a chelek in this real estate, so therefore she cannot sell it after the Nisuin. The second pshat is that Nechasim hayiduin labal is referring to property that she owns in the area that they live, and therefore, since this property is in the area that they live, and he is eating the pears from this property, she cannot sell the property after the Nisuin. She'enan yiduin labal lo timkor v'machra v'nachmakayim. But if this property is not yiduin labal, according to the first shot of the Rav, meaning it is not real estate, it's other assets, or according to the second shot, it's property that she owns in a different area, here, she cannot sell the property l'chatzchila, but if she does sell the property after the Nisuin, the sale is valid. And this is even if she only acquired the property after the Nisuin, which we had in the previous Mishnah, that even Rav Gamliel admits that property that she acquired after the Nisuin, she cannot sell the property, and if she does sell the property, the Baal can take it away from the buyer. But Rabbi Shimon holds that here, since this property is einan yiduin labal, if she does sell it, the sale is valid, but l'chatzchila, even according to Rabbi Shimon, she is not allowed to sell the property. Mesechus Tuvis Parashas Mishnah Gimel. Naflu lach safim, yilach ben karka, v'hu oichol per. The din is that any property that is owned by an Isha at the time of the Nisuin, the Baal had the right to benefit from the property, but he cannot use up the principal. This is called nifse meluk. Now, if she has cash, the husband obviously cannot spend the cash since he can't use the principal. So instead, she has to buy property with the cash, and then he would eat the pears from the property. Pears had solution in a karka. You lock out the karka, vahu echo pears. If she has property, and the pears from this property have already been picked from the ground at the time of the Nisuin, even though the Baal has the right to the pears of her property, but here, since the pears were already picked before the Nisuin, it has it in like cash, and she buys property with the proceeds of the sale of the pears, and he can eat the pears from this property. Bahamuchu barim bakarka. If the pears are still attached to the ground at the time of the Nisuin. Amar Rabbi Meir, Shaman Oysan, Kamehen Yafim Bepeirois, Vekamehen Yafim Beloipeirois, Bahamoyser Yilakach Ben Karka, Vahu Eichel Pears. Rabbi Meir holds that the part of the pears that grew before the Nisuin belongs to her, and therefore have a din like cash, and the part of the pears that grew after the Nisuin belongs to him, and he can take them outright. So how do we estimate the value of the pears that belong to her? At the time of the Nisuin, we go and see how much this property is worth more now that it has pears that it would have been worth if it didn't have any pears. That is the part of the pears that belongs to her. So therefore, when the pears are fully grown, and the Baal takes the pears, he must give his wife the value that the pears were worth at the time of the Nisuin, and with that money, she can buy karka with it, and he would eat the pears from that karka. The Chachamim Oimrim ha-mechubarim la-karka shalo, v'ha-tlushim min-ha-karka shalo, v'yilakav v'hen-karka, v'hu eichel pears. The Chachamim argue with Rabbi Meir, if the tares were attached to the ground at the time of the Nisuin, the Chachamim hold that he can take those tares outright, even though a chelek of those tares grew while they were still in her Rishus before the Nisuin. But if the tares were picked before the Nisuin, then the Chachamim will agree that they are shayach to her, and property is bought with the proceeds of the sale of that tares, and he eats the tares from that property like we saw earlier.